This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. 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 La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi kathira. Wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Wa la ilaha illallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره فأهل أنت أن تحمد وأهل أنت أن تعبد وأنت على كل شيء قدير إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر والعلن. We thank and praise Allah. We glorify Allah. This is the day of takbir. Allahu Akbar. Because Allah is greater than anything and everything, than everywhere and everyone. This is the day of glorifying Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is the day of reminding ourselves of the foundation of our tawheed. The oneness of Allah, La ilaha illallah. We thank and praise Allah for all of His blessings. They are too many for us to count. We thank and praise Allah for the greatest of His blessings upon us, Ni'mat al-Islam. We thank and praise Allah for the blessing of witnessing great days. We thank and praise Allah that we witnessed the month of Ramadan. We thank and praise Allah that we witnessed these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We thank and praise Allah that we are here in His house on a day of celebration, the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of Yawm al-Nahr, the day of sacrifice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina and he entered the city of Medina, he found different people having different celebrations, different religious holidays, commemorating different idols or different deities, or different events in the solar system and whatnot. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did away with all of these holidays. And he said to the people, Allah has replaced you with better than that. Allah has given you two great days in the year as days of celebration, as true holidays. If we are to agree that our purpose in this life is to be obedient servants of Allah, then the greatest of days and the greatest holidays would be days when we celebrate great acts of worship to Allah. That's why after completing Ramadan, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr. And after having these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and after the pilgrims performed the bulk of their rituals, especially on the day of Arafah, we have the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of Yawm al-Nahr. It's a day of celebration and a day of happiness, and sharing that happiness with others. A great scholar by the name of Ibn Sa'ad, he wrote in his book, At-Tabaqat, which literally translates into layers, levels. It was biographies starting from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then all the generations afterwards. They are on levels. He commented and he said, on the day of Eid, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would gather the children and would give them gifts to make sure that every child in the community had a happy day on the day of Eid. And he goes so far as to also say that they would especially give them money on this day of Eid. Now I got all the children's attention. But I was smart. I left my wallet in the car trick today. But you never know, maybe one day a child will come and say, I accept Venmo, no problem. Tap to pay. Al-Bayhaqi narrates the same thing, that on this day of Eid, the companions would have everyone enjoy in the happiness and the celebration. The Prophet ﷺ said about these days, أيام منا أيام أكل وشرب وذكر أيام أكل وشرب وذكر لله تعالى. The days of Mina are days of eating and drinking and making dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he mean by the days of Mina? The scholar said, Yawmun Nahr, this day of ours today, the day of Eid al-Adha, and 3 days following it. The vast majority of the companions and scholars agreed that it is 3 days after the day of Eid. The Prophet said, they are days of eating and drinking, celebrating and sharing the happiness with one another. And they are days of dhikr, days of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke about these days in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, and He said, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Allah on specific days. The vast majority of the Sahaba and the scholars said those specific days that Allah is talking about here are the days of Mina, the days of dhikr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ ثُمَّ يَوْمُ الْقَرِ. The Prophet said, the greatest, most special day in the whole year in this dunya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah, is this day of يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. Because it's a day of sacrifice, it's a day of giving, and it's a day of dhikr. One of the reasons why Allah loves this day so much, and why this day is so special, is because the Muslims all over the world are doing non-stop dhikr. And that's what we should be doing as well. Look at all of the different examples of dhikr that we have on this day. There is the dhikr of Allah after the salah, with takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We should be doing that after every single salah for the next 3 days after the day of Eid. That's a major act of dhikr that Muslims are doing all over the world, glorifying Allah. There is the dhikr of saying Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar before slaughtering the animals. That's a great act of worship on this day and on the next coming days, even before sacrificing the animal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. سَخَّرْنَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah said, we created these animals for you to eat and to enjoy and to strengthen yourselves. What are you going to do with this strength and with this energy and with this good health, with this nutritional value? You could just live off vegetables and plants, but no, Allah gave you animals to eat meat and protein, so that you can have strength. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali says, you will have more strength when you eat the meat, and you will make more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even the animals, before they are slaughtered, we say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. There is the dhikr of Allah before we eat and drink anything. We said these are days of eating and drinking. Well, before we eat and drink, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say Bismillah. And when we finish our meal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say Alhamdulillah. The Messenger said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا وَيَشْرَبَ شَرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah is pleased. Allah is happy with His servant that he mentions His name while eating and drinking, and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating a meal. Thanks Allah after drinking His drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that. The Hujjaj, the pilgrims, for those of you that made Hajj, you would remember that on this day, you went to throw pebbles and stones on Jamratul Aqaba. And the next 2 or 3 days, the pilgrims will be throwing 7 stones on each one of the 3 pillars. What do they do before throwing each stone? They say, Allahu Akbar. These are from the sha'air of Allah. These are from the rituals of Allah. Some people, they say funny things about throwing stones on the pillars. They say, oh, I'm going to go stone shaitan. I'm going to go throw stones at shaitan. You're not throwing stones at shaitan. Ibrahim did that. We're throwing stones at a pillar, celebrating the legacy of Ibrahim. One of the great scholars, a teacher of my teacher, it was said about him that when he stood in Mina doing Ramyul Jamarat, he would be crying while throwing those stones. And he would say with each Allahu Akbar, he is reflecting and pondering over all of the mistakes, over all of the poor choices, hopeful in the forgiveness of Allah. Throwing that stone, thinking of all the times shaitan tricked him, gave him whispers. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Shaitan tries to delude us, get us tricked and distracted with the glitz and the glamour of this dunya. But that's why we say Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than the enjoyments, the temporary pleasures of this dunya. Allah is greater than whatever shaitan is promising. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ When we come to give charity, shaitan whispers and says, you're going to become poor. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَرَحْمًا And Allah is promising you forgiveness and mercy. So we say Allahu Akbar with each distraction of the shaitan. That's another example of dhikr. And also, there is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general. All types of dhikr. Not just Allahu Akbar and Bismillah and Alhamdulillah. But that's inclusive of dua. Look what Allah said about the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, when they leave Arafah. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Allah said, when you finish your rituals, then do dhikr of Allah. Do so much dhikr of Allah. And Allah gave us an example of a dhikr here, a dua, a Quranic supplication. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Oh Allah, give us in this dunya, حَسَنَةً and give us in the hereafter, حَسَنَةً and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. The scholars, they said, this is one of the most beloved du'as to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is one of the most comprehensive du'as. Because it is a du'a for dunya, it is a du'a for akhirah, it is a du'a to have protection from the punishment, from the anger of Allah. And some said it is the du'a that the Messenger used to repeat the most throughout his life. The pilgrims are making this du'a. We also should be making this du'a. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, what is hasana? He said, hasana is في الدنيا العلم والعبادة وفي الآخرة الجنة. He said, hasana in dunya is good knowledge. Good, important knowledge. And acting on that knowledge, acts of worship. So we are asking Allah to make us people of knowledge. People who know Allah and know His Messenger and know His deen. And in the hereafter, people of Jannah. The great scholar Sufyan said, Al-hasanatu fi dunya al-ilmu wal-rizq wal-hasanatu fi al-akhira al-jannah. He said, in dunya, hasana is knowledge and rizq, sustenance and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of all types. So we make this dua. But notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged to make dhikr and dua at the end of the rituals. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ When you finish your rituals, then do more dhikr of Allah. The great scholar Ibn Rajab said there is a lot of symbolism and meaning here that Allah mentions it. Look at how Allah talks about salah, all the salah that we do. In the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah said, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ When you finish your salah, do more dhikr, standing and sitting and on your sides, regardless of what position you are in. When Allah talked about Jumu'ah, the act of worship and the congregation of Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah said, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَانْتَشِرُوا فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبِتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا When Jumu'ah is done, you can go about your business. Go travel in the earth wherever you need to go. And do a lot of dhikr of Allah so that you will be successful. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ Allah told the Messenger of Allah, when you finish your work, all of your work, whatever it is you're doing, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ Then pour yourself into the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholar said, the reason why Allah encourages us to do dhikr at the end of rituals and at the end of acts of worship is signifying and symbolizing for us that all actions eventually come to an end. But the dhikr of Allah continues. Our lives come to an end eventually, but the dhikr of Allah continues. We make dhikr during our lives, and the reward of that dhikr continues as we are dead and we hope that we die with the final statement of dhikr. May Allah make us of those whose last words before they die are La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And we hope to be resurrected meeting Allah, making dhikr, remembering Him and glorifying Him. So the believer in all of the realms of existence should be surrounded in the state of dhikr. And it is continuous and ever non-stop. And of the forms of dhikr is shukr, to be grateful. When the Prophet said these are days of eating and drinking and dhikr, whenever we have any enjoyment of the blessings of Allah, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the scholar said something interesting. They said whenever we remember to be grateful to Allah, we should then be grateful that Allah allowed us to remember to be grateful. So someone noticed and they said, but it'll never stop. They said, exactly. Because gratitude to Allah should be a continuous cycle of our lives. Continuous gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded us to eat from the good that He has blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to be grateful to Him. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't be wasteful. And especially on this day and the next coming days is the specific food of the udhiya, of the qurban, of that sacrifice that is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before them encouraged to eat from this meat and share it with those that are needy and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. They said, make dhikr of Allah before you slaughter. Make dhikr of Allah before you eat the meat of that slaughter. And be grateful to Allah after you eat that food. And the scholars said, because if we don't, then it is possible that that animal is making more dhikr than us. The Prophet ﷺ said, رُبَّ بَهِيمَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن رَاكِبِهَا وَأَكْثَرُ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. It's possible that an animal, livestock, is making more dhikr than the one that is eating or riding on it. We have to be greater than the animals. The animals were created to eat and procreate, and then eventually they will die, and they will be food for another creation. But the human being, al-ins wal-jinn, was created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was created to remember Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said even about these animals, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah said everything in creation is glorifying Allah and making tasbih, proclaiming how perfect Allah is, but you just don't understand their language. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُّ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Allah said, do you not realize that everything in the heavens and the earth is prostrating to Allah? And the sun, and the moon, and the mountains, and the trees, and all the animals walking on the face of this earth. And many people. Many people are making dhikr, but not all of them. Many are heedless. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Some people forgot about Allah, so Allah caused them to even forget about what's good for themselves. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Let us be amongst those people. Let us be amongst those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah forbade fasting on this day and did not give us permission to fast these days of Mina, because they're meant to be days of eating and drinking and celebration with one another. The Hujjaj put in a lot of effort, but even the people that did not go for Hajj put in effort on these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, of fasting and giving sadaqah and doing all different types of good deeds. So Allah rewards the doers of good always with days of celebration and with a time to enjoy what He has blessed them with. And for this, we take a lesson and a parable that the relationship of the pilgrims and those that work and put in a lot of effort and then eventually have Eid, have a holiday where they eat and drink, such is the parable of the believer between this dunya and the akhirah. That this dunya is a place to put in effort, to work tirelessly and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, to put in effort to stay away from what He forbade, so that there will be reward in al-akhirah, the reward of Jannah. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. It'll be said to the people of Jannah, eat and drink with full happiness and pleasure because of the effort you put in dunya. It'll be said to them, كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Eat and drink, you're in Jannah now. It will never come to an end because of the effort you put in the previous days of dunya. Just a few days. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من شرب الخمر في الدنيا لم يشربها في الآخرة ومن لبس الحرير في الدنيا لم يلبسه في الآخرة. The Messenger of Allah said, abstain from certain pleasures that Allah forbade in this world so you can have those pleasures in Jannah. The Messenger said, the one who drinks wine in this dunya, they won't taste the wine of Jannah. And the man who wears silk in this dunya, they won't be comfortable wearing the silk of Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to restrict ourselves ever so slightly on those things that Allah forbade so you can have full enjoyment without any boundaries in Jannah, in Al-Akhirah. That is the mindset of the Prophet ﷺ and the mindset of the believer, that they are always thinking about the hereafter. There's a reason why the Messenger of Allah loved to recite Surah Al-A'la and Surah Al-Ghashiyah and Surah Qaf in the Salah of Eid and the Salah of Jumu'ah. So that we remember the hereafter, so that we enjoy the blessings of Allah in these days, but we remember these are small little blessings and joys compared to the great joys that Allah has prepared in Al-Akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, and pay attention to this example, he said, رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ كَأَنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِي وَمِيكَائِيلَ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيَّ. The Messenger said, I was asleep one night, and I had a vision in my sleep, and the visions of the prophets are truth. They are not like our dreams, where they can sometimes be frivolous. The dreams of the messengers are wahi, their revelation. So he said, I had a vision where I saw Jibreel standing over my head, the great angel Jibreel, and the angel Mikael standing over my feet, the great angel Mikael. فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِصَاحِبِهِ اضْرِبْ لَهُ مَثَلًا. So one angel said to the other, give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give him an example, give him a metaphor, give him a parable and an analogy so he will understand. فقال, so the angel said, اسمع سمعت أذناك, listen, may your ears pay attention. وعقل عقل قلبك, and take heed and understand, may your heart grasp and understand the meaning of what you are about to be told. إنما مثلك ومثل أمتك كمثل ملك اتخذ دارا ثم بنى فيها بناء وجعل فيها مائدة ثم بعث رسولا يدعو الناس إلى طعامه فمنهم من أجاب الرسول ومنهم من تركه فالله هو الملك فالله هو الملك والدار هي الإسلام والبيت الجنة وأنت يا محمد رسول من أجابك دخل الإسلام ومن دخل الإسلام دخل الجنة وَمَنْ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ أَكَلَ مِمَّا فِيهَا. One angel said, after grasping the messenger's attention and his consciousness and his understanding, he said to him, the example of you and your ummah is like the example of a king, a great king who had a large estate. And in this estate, the king erected and built a structure. And in that structure, he had a table spread full of all types of food and drink. And then that king sent a messenger to go out and invite people to come in to that structure, that house, and eat that food. Calling people, inviting people, come on inside, eat from this food that has been prepared for you. So whoever answered that caller, answered that invitation, came inside that home and ate from that food, they enjoyed it. And whoever did not answer that caller, they missed entering that home and they missed eating from that food. So then the angel said, Allah is the king. Allah is the king. And that home, that structure is al-Islam, Allah's religion, the religion of Islam. And that house is Jannah. And you, O Muhammad, is the messenger. So whoever answers your invitation will enter the house. And whoever enters the house will enter Jannah. And whoever will enter Jannah will eat from it whatever they wish from all the blessings Allah has prepared in Jannah. فَطُوبَى لِمَنْ أَجَابَ دَعْوَةَ مَوْلَاهُ. So glad tidings to the one who answered the invitation of their Creator. يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. O people, answer the call of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وأنعم وأكرم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. After thinking and praising Allah, I remind myself and you all to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our days and nights and states of being that we are in. Surely those that have taqwa will be successful in this life and in the hereafter. As we come to a close, let us remember that as we enjoy the blessings of Allah and we experience happiness, let us experience joy and happiness responsibly. Let us be happy the way the Messenger and the companions and the righteous before us expressed happiness. First of all, using the blessings of Allah in ways that please Him. It is shameful to enjoy the blessings of Allah and be happy and then turn around and use that energy that we got from the food that Allah blessed us with, from the wealth that Allah blessed us with, to then do acts of disobedience, acts that earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great poet said, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي نِعْمَةٍ فَرْعَهَا فَإِنَّ الْمَعَاصِي تُزِيلُ النِّعَمْ وَدَاوِمْ عَلَيْهَا بِشُكْرِ الْإِلَهِ فَشُكْرُ الْإِلَهِ يُزِيلُ النِّقَمْ. He said, if you find yourselves experiencing blessings from Allah, then protect those blessings. Protect the gifts from Allah. Because sins and poor choices do away with the blessings from Allah. When we intentionally disobey Allah, that could be a cause of Allah removing and stripping us of the gifts. May Allah preserve His blessings upon us. And He said, وَدَاوِمْ عَلَيْهَا بِشُكْرِ الْإِلَهِ. And be addicted to expressing gratitude to Allah for His blessings upon you. فَشُكْرُ الْإِلَهِ يُزِيلُ النِّقَمْ. Because surely continuous gratitude of Allah does away with trials and tribulations and tests of agony and pain that we all experience in our lives. So let us use the blessings of Allah in ways that are pleasing to Him. And let us not use what Allah gave us to then turn around and do acts of disobedience. Let us be responsible with our happiness. As we express happiness these days, like Allah and His Messenger taught us, let us remember our brothers and sisters, part of our extended family of this ummah, across the globe. Very troubling news that we are receiving coming from the land of Kashmir. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, to save them from this oppression that they are experiencing. We ask Allah to grant relief and victory to our brothers and sisters in Yemen, in Asham, in Palestine, all over the world where they're experiencing pain and oppression and agony. We can be happy, but that does not mean that we be selfish with our happiness. That does not mean that we be selfish with our thoughts, with our prayers, with our dua. The most powerful thing we have is the opportunity to ask Allah for whatever it is we wish. How much of our dua is dedicated to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This ummah that is hurting in different places, in different parts of its body. Let us remember our brothers and sisters wherever they may be. Let us remember them in our conversations. Let us remember them in our dua. And let us remember them in our charity and our sadaqah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. May Allah accept from all of you. Eidukum Mubarak. Wa kullu amin wa antum bi khair. A blessed and joyous Eid to all of you and your families. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. As you enjoy hugging and kissing one another, please don't forget that we need to empty the parking lot as soon as possible for the next wave of our brothers and sisters that are coming. So let us make our ways to our cars and exit ASAP. Jazakumullah khairan.